Time for a tall tale short.
Riley, with sneakers that squeaked in a cheery tune, stood in awe as the town statue donned a hilarious oversized hat, a neon bow tie, and a sign that read, "Fashioned by the Chuckling Chums." It was Gigglesby's latest mysterious prank, and the town roared with laughter. Later that day, a discovery in Granddad's attic only heightened Riley's curiosity, an old diary with cryptic doodles and mischievous plans hinting about the society. From that moment, Riley was on a mission to join the secret prankster group called the Chuckling Chums. The very next day, while Riley's shoes belted out their funniest ha-ha, a paper airplane zoomed through his window, an invite etched onto it. "Riley, wish to join the jest? Solve this riddle, and you'll find the rest. What's more useful when it's broken and brings both smiles and a token?" Remembering the time when he dropped a piggy bank, the shards, coins, and a note from Granddad about seeing the sunny side flashed in his mind. The answer had to be eggs. Off to Gigglesby's annual Egg-Travagant Egg Drop Contest, he dashed. At the contest, a booth whispered secrets. The Chuckling Chums' Eggstream Prank Planning. A shadowy figure draped in a cloak made of rubber chickens handed Riley a toolkit. Gadgets labeled gravity-defying glue, ultra-feather pillow puffer, and giggle googles. "Your mission," whispered the figure, "is to ensure the mayor's egg lands with flair, but no one should know we're there." Inspired, Riley rigged a Rube Goldberg-like machine. A rooster alarm clock to startle, slippery banana peels, confetti cannons for distraction, and at the very end, a large mechanical hand cushioned with feathers. As the mayor's prized, unbreakable egg slipped from his grip at the rooster's crow, the mechanical hand swooped in, saving it, before gently placing it on a whoopee cushion. A symphony of gassy rumbles and squeaks echoed, and Gigglesby guffawed. The cloaked figure, suppressing chuckles, asked, "Riley, pranks are playful, but they also teach. What lesson did you sneak in this feat?" Riley's grin was broad. That even in unexpected moments, humor brings hearts together. Nodding, the figure hinted, "This is but the beginning, young jest master. Ready for the next comedic quest?" With squeaky enthusiasm, Riley nodded. Gigglesby was about to get a whole lot more chuckles, and Riley was at the heart of it. Gigglesby buzzed with excitement as posters popped up everywhere announcing the Giggling Gala, a night where laughter reigns supreme, hosted by the Chuckling Chums. The whole town was abuzz. Who were these Chuckling Chums? Would they reveal themselves at the gala? Riley, with his toolkit in tow, received another riddle note. "Bring delight without a blight. Ensure the mayor's speech tonight is filled with giggles, not with fright. But remember, all must be light." Riley puzzled over the riddle. He wanted his prank to be grand, memorable, and full of joy. After brainstorming with the gadgets in his toolkit, an idea popped involving tech, humor, and a touch of the past. The gala night arrived. The town hall shimmered with fairy lights, and amidst the chatter, the mayor confidently approached the podium. "Ladies and gentlemen of Gigglesby," he began. But the next words weren't his. Instead, the room filled with the dramatic voice of Silly Billy, a famous comedian of old from Gigglesby. "Why did the chicken cross the road?" The audience exchanged puzzled glances, trying to hold back giggles. Regaining his composure, the mayor cleared his throat and tried again. "I mean to say, thank you all for..." Only for his voice to change into the squeaky cartoon character, Andrew Aardvark, being the bestest buddies in the whole wide world. Behind the curtain, Riley was barely able to contain his laughter as he fiddled with the vocal vexer, a device inspired by old records from his granddad's attic. Every pause, every stammer from the mayor gave Riley an opportunity to make the voice even funnier. The mayor, now getting into the spirit of things, boomed, "All right, who's behind this? Is it you, Chuckling Chums? Well, two can play at that game." Just as he tried to mockingly quack like a duck, his voice returned to normal, leaving him literally quacking up the place. The hall filled with resounding laughter. And just as the audience thought that was the climax, the mayor announced, "In conclusion, let's make Gigglesby the town of laughter." As he said the word laughter, a rain of marshmallows descended, turning the elegant hall into a delightful, sticky mess. People young and old gleefully scooped up marshmallows, their laughter echoing louder than ever. As the town slowly emptied the hall, still chuckling and carrying handfuls of marshmallows, The cloaked figure appeared to Riley. Your pranks have rhythm, young one, and also rhyme. Tell me, what did Gigglesby learn this time? Riley replied, That laughter bridges gaps, be it old or new, and humor is the universal language we all speak and value. Suddenly, another figure approached, taking Riley by surprise. It was his granddad, chuckling with a twinkle in his eye. Did you think I wouldn't recognize my own attic's treasures? Welcome to our secret club, my boy. You've made me and this town so very happy and so very proud. As they walked away, Riley's heart was light. The world needed more laughter. And together with his granddad, he was ready for many more chuckling adventures.
This was a Tall Tale short, small but mighty stories, released daily in audio format. Create, read, and share more tales at talltale.com.